In this video, we will talk about mentor review, commissioning, and next steps. Before a microchurch launch becomes fully active, it is wise to invite review. A mentor, pastor, elder, soul center leader, or mature Christian guide can help you see what you may have missed. This is not about control. It is about protection, encouragement, and faithfulness. Acts 13 shows the church in Antioch worshiping, fasting, praying, and sending Barnabas and Saul. Their mission did not begin as a private impulse. It was recognized, prayed over, and sent through the worshiping community. That pattern matters. Micro church planting should be personal, but not isolated. A mentor review should look at your launch portfolio. Is your mission field clear? Is your gathering rhythm realistic? Is scripture central? Is there a safety plan? Are children and vulnerable people protected? Is there a referral plan? Is there oversight? Are sacraments, ordinances, ceremonies, offerings, and leadership roles handled according to proper church order? A common mistake is resisting review because the planter feels called. Calling is important, but calling should welcome wisdom. Proverbs 16:9 says, "A man's heart plans his course, but Yahweh directs his steps." Wise review helps us stay open to God's direction. Commissioning may be simple or formal depending on the setting. A local church may pray over the planter during worship. A soul center may recognize a ministry assignment. A mentor may gather a few believers to lay hands on the planter and bless the work. The purpose is not showmanship. The purpose is prayerful sending. After review and commissioning, take the next faithful steps. Complete any needed CLI training. Pursue appropriate Christian Leaders Alliance credentialing or ordination if your role requires it. Begin the 90-day plan. Identify apprentices. Stay connected to oversight. Keep learning. Colossians 4:17 says, "Take heed to the ministry which you have received in the Lord, that you fulfill it." That is a good word for every microchurch planter. Take heed, stay humble, receive prayer, walk with mentors, serve faithfully, and trust God to use small gatherings for lasting gospel fruit.